Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into something I think we've all experienced. You know, those unspoken rules and interesting dynamics that always seem to pop up on road trips. And specifically, we're looking at this idea of driving and playlist control. And we've got some super interesting excerpts from Road Trip Dynamics, Driving and Playlist Control to get us going.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
So yeah, let's hit the road.
Okay, so I think one of the most fascinating things about road trips is that they kind of become like these little social experiments, you know? Like you take a group of people, stick them in a car for hours on end, give them a shared goal, and boom, all these unspoken rules and like little hierarchies start to emerge. It's
Absolutely.
almost like you're looking at human interaction under a magnifying glass.
It really is. And, you know, our source kind of kicks things off with this question. And it's a simple one, but I think it really gets to the heart of these power dynamics, who's driving and who's controlling the playlist.
Right. Like on the surface, it seems pretty straightforward, but there's definitely a lot more going on under the hood, so to speak.
Totally. So, I mean, what do you think? What makes this question of driving and playlist control so central to the whole road trip experience?
Well, the source makes this really interesting point that driving and music, they're not just about like personal preference. They become these symbols, right? Of power and influence within the very specific and temporary world of the road trip, right? So like picture this, you're cruising along and then bam, someone puts on a song and it just like instantly changes your mood, or maybe it brings back this like vivid memory and suddenly the person who chose that song has like kind of shaped your experience of that moment, even if it's just for, you know, the length of the song.
That's so true. It's like they're kind of curating the emotional soundtrack of the whole trip.
Exactly. And actually, the source even cites this study that found playlist disagreements are one of the biggest causes of arguments on road trips. Which, I mean, when you think about it, it makes sense, right? Like music is so personal.
For sure.
It's tied to our identities, our memories, and I think even to this, like need for control when we're in situations where we might feel a bit powerless, like, you know, being stuck in the back seat for
Yeah, we've
hours.
been there.
Yeah.
Definitely been there. Those playlist battles can get pretty intense.
They can.
But, you know, it's not just about the music, though, right? What about the driver? I mean, they have this huge responsibility navigating, making decisions, keeping everyone safe.
Absolutely.
Doesn't that also come with its own kind of power?
100%. You know, driving requires focus, responsibility, and a certain level of leadership. You know, it's not simply getting from point A to point B. It's about making decisions that affect every single person in the car. Like, think about it. The driver chooses the route, decides when to stop for snacks, bathroom breaks, all that, and even controls the temperature, you know, like how hot or cold it is in the car, and all these seemingly small choices, they really do add up to shaping the entire road trip experience.
So in a way, the driver kind of becomes the leader of the group, even if it's not like an official title or anything.
Yeah, exactly. And this brings us to another really interesting element of road trip dynamics. Backseat drivers.
Oh, yes.
You know, they might not be the ones behind the wheel, but they definitely try to exert influence through suggestions, critiques, or let's be honest, sometimes straight up command.
Oh, the backseat driver, a classic road trip character for
Oh
sure.
yeah. But you know, this all makes me wonder, with all these competing desires for control, how does anyone actually manage to enjoy a road trip?
You know, I think that's actually where the real magic of road trips lies.
Okay.
And this delicate balance between individual preferences and the needs of the group as a whole.
Like successful road trips, they require compromise. They require cooperation. And it's really about finding ways to share control, to negotiate everyone's preferences, and ultimately create an experience that's enjoyable for everyone involved.
It's like a microcosm of any successful group dynamic, really, isn't it?
Right.
Finding that sweet spot between, you know, asserting your own needs and being mindful of others.
Exactly. And that's something we can all take with us beyond the road trip, I think.
I think you're right. So as we wrap up our deep dive, here's something I want you all to consider.
Yeah.
Next time you're on a road trip, take a moment to just observe who's driving, who controls the music, who's navigating, and what does that tell you about the unspoken dynamics at play within your group?
That's a good question.
It might just give you some really interesting insights into the social dance we all do, you know, whether we're on the open road or just navigating the twists and turns of everyday life.
I like that.
Thanks for joining us. and we'll see you on our next deep dive.
See ya.
Bye.